WOGO, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to a much-anticipated matchup live from Cadott High School. I'm Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney for McDonald Lady Max girls basketball against the Hornets of Cadott. McDonald, the newly crowned Western Clover Belt Conference champs, for the first time in program history, they have won the conference title and they win it outright thanks to a convincing 67-35 victory at Bloomer on Tuesday night. And now here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls will have team number one and team number two in the Western Clover Belt. Cadott coming off a 62-57 win over Fall Creek. This is the second time these two teams have met. And again, the conference title, we thought maybe it would be on the line tonight. It's not, but there's still a lot to play for in terms of McDonald trying to have a perfect conference record and Cadott maybe trying to show that they're a lot better team than they showed back in January in Chippewa Falls.
Yes, and they got the seeding meetings coming up on Sunday, I believe, this weekend. I don't know how involved coaches are anymore. It's all done electronically or something like that. I know they did that for football. I think they're doing it for basketball too. But still, I would assume that, you know, Cadott, you know, should they trip up McDonald, would look good on their record there to, you know, get them a better seed as what they must go Division Four probably.
Yeah, Cadott's Division Four. Yeah. And they're in the same sectional as Phillips, who McDonald will play on Monday night. Yeah. Phillips with only two losses on the season. I believe Neillsville might be in that section as well too, so that is a murderous section to try to get through. But again, this Cadott team 18-4, 11-2 in the WCC. McDonald 17-4, perfect 13-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Again, that game against Fall Creek on Tuesday night for Cadott, 62-57. They played two tight ones with Fall Creek. Ellie Eiler led the way with 25 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals, but did have 8 turnovers. Emma Kowalczyk with 17 points, hit 5 three-pointers. They were 10 of 24 from downtown, 14 turnovers, 11 assists on 22 field goals. We'll get into this a little bit more as we get into the game, Mark, but this is a Cadott team that is completely unafraid to shoot from 3. They averaged 28 attempts per game.
Yes, and you know, when they had them up at McDonald too, they shot the ball well from outside. So, yeah, we'll get into the keys. Like you said, we'll talk about that later on. But, you know, one of the things is going to be have to be playing some really good defense against, you know, teams that can shoot from the outside.
In that game against Bloomer on Tuesday for McDonald, when they won that WCC championship outright, Emily Cooper led the way with 18 points, 3 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and 8 steals. Also, Aubrey Dorn with 16 points, 6 of 7 from the field, left a few points at the free throw line, 4 of 9, but 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Marley Hughes, the Viterbo commit, 12 points, hit 2 three-pointers, 3 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals. Sophie Schmidgall with 6 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 steal. And that brings us to a sad note here tonight. Unfortunately, in practice, Sophie did come down with an injury. And so, again, out of precaution, not going to play tonight. Don't know for sure about Monday yet. But, again, there's bigger goals in sight for this team. And Sophie is a key contributor. I was telling Coach Cooper, I remember when she got kind of that surprise start because of so much sickness. A surprise start as a freshman up at Rice Lake, a Division II or Division III team, depending on the year. And Sophie played so hard in that game, a smile on her face the entire time, but she told Coach Cooper after the game, I can be better. I can get better.
Yes.
And she has gotten so much better. Love watching Sophie play, and she is a strong contributor for this team.
Yes, it is fun watching her because, you know, she's like that energizer bunny out there. She's hopping around constantly. She's just always on the move, always got her legs moving. Yeah, good contributor there. So we'll miss her, but heal up and get ready for the playoffs.
In that game against Bloomer, McDonald shot 55% from the field, 60% from the foul line. They had 25 free throw attempts, also 6 of 15, 40% from downtown, and really impressive 21 assists on 23 field goals. Let's take a quick two-minute break here on WOGO Sports. We'll be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Coach Huzzaga of Kadad. It's the Max and the Hornets live on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. The top two teams in the Western Clover Belt Conference finishing out their conference slate here tonight at Kadad, here with head coach Dave Huzzaga of Kadad. And coach, you certainly have made no bones about the fact that this group, this incredible group that you have, they really would like to get a win over McDonald too. It's one of those maybe hills that you want to climb on your way to even bigger and better goals too. And with the conference title out of reach now, how important is it to this senior group to say, yes, we can beat this Max team?
Well, that would certainly add to our list of things that we're accomplishing this year, right? It would add to that, and could give us a extra confidence boost going forward. I think we've really been playing well, you know, the last 2-3 weeks, and so I think we're confident, and the girls feel good about where they are. So we don't need it from that standpoint, because like you said, it's we're going to finish second in the conference and first time in, you know, I'm assuming a couple of decades. So we feel good about where we are, and we bounced back from the loss we took at McDonald. I love the way the team bounced back. And tonight would be, just what you said. It would just be a great boost. And I think as long as we play really well, if we play well, then I think we're okay either way. So,
Coach, I know starting out 12-0, I believe that was the first time in program history for your team and this senior group. But maybe just take a moment. What do they mean to you? Because they've been playing basketball together for a long, long time.
Yeah, you know, you get groups and kids that have been playing together, and then they go into high school together, but they don't all stay together, and there's five of them that's stayed together. And, you know, and for having two of them reach the 1,000-point milestone as seniors, that really just added to the list of things that just make it a very feel-good year and successful year. So, you know, for me personally, yes, you know, knowing these girls, and they're in fifth grade, and just seeing how good of basketball players they became, and you know, high quality character people. It couldn't be more easy and more fun for me to be around them.
And finally, Coach, what do you need to do well in this second matchup with McDonald again? You guys are very familiar with each other, but what do you say here on our home floor, if we do this well, we should be in a good spot at the end?
You know, I think it's when you play a good team, like certainly they are, you have to find something that, you know, keeps you in the game or stops or it limits their strengths. And, you know, when we play really good teams, you know, and like I said, like McDonald, taking away their strengths is the hardest thing because, you know, they're strengths for a reason. So I think the kind of thing we need to do is, take away the baskets that we couldn't take away last time, all the open threes and all the offensive rebounds. And I think if we do that, then this should be a good game.
Coach, we've had this one circled on the calendar for a while. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time. Good to see you again.
All right. Thanks to you for having me.
Head coach Dave Huzzica back after this with Coach Cooper of the Lady Macs. It's McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball, a much-anticipated game on the road at Cadott between the top two teams in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, first and foremost, check mark, got it accomplished, yes. Winning the Western Clover Belt Conference outright for the first time in program history.
Yeah, absolutely, and the girls worked very hard all year long, had that as one of our top goals, and we succeeded with that, and now we have a couple more goals to fulfill.
Coach, certainly we'll look at your opponent in a moment, but also you have the opportunity to go unbeaten in conference. How important is that to the girls, too, to have not only a conference championship, but to say we didn't lose a game this year in conference?
Well, it's very important to the girls because, again, the last time there was an undefeated team, it was Regis in 2015. So there's only been three undefeated teams in the whole Western Clover Belt. So this would be quite a compliment if we were able to do so.
You want to be ready for the playoffs. Of course, seedings are coming out as well, and a chance to, again, further make your case tonight if you're able to get a season sweep against a Cadott team that has been state-ranked at times. But it's certainly not easy against a Hornets team that you were able to beat with a great run late in the first half at McDonald. But I'm sure they want a piece of you guys tonight.
Well, we have three of the games that one of those three teams that we have left is going to go down to state and represent their team. We play Neillsville, we play Cadott, and we play Phillips. All three of them can win Division IV or go down. So I look forward to those next three games, and this is how we get better, playing better competition.
When you look at this Cadott team, of course, they are no strangers to taking and making threes. What did you do well in that game last time that you're going to need to replicate tonight on their floor?
Well, again, we're going to have to rebound very well. We're going to have to be very conscientious of Lauren Gadel. She's a heck of a player. And if we do those two things and we execute on offense, it should be a good game.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper coming up with Game Time here on WOGO Sports, live on the road at Cadott.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/getstarted.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Almost game time between the Lady Macs and Cadots here in WOGO Sports. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, the last time McDonald took on Cadot, they shot 49% from the field, 11 of 21 three-pointers. That's 52%, 24 assists on 27 field goals, only turned the ball over six times, 17 steals. They played about as good as you can play on your home floor.
Yes, I was at that game at McDonald there, and they played very well. And again, both coaches kind of alluded to it. It's who's going to play the best defense out here tonight. You know, Cadot wants to eliminate the threes, and McDonald wants to do the same thing. You got to keep them threes from popping, and you got to make sure it's one and done. So the girls got to play some good defense.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Game time is next on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three.
Ooh. Again, yeah.
Shai trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Awesome. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Starting lineups for McDonald. 5'9" captain Marley Hughes, the Viterbo commit number one, as senior guard forward combo. 12.1 points per game, 6.5 assists to lead the team. Callie Goulet, 5'10" junior forward number 11, 2.8 points, 3 rebounds, 1.2 steals per game. Emily Cooper, number 22, 5'7" junior point guard, a captain. Number 22, 15.4 points per game to lead the team. 5.4 assists, has hit 54 three-pointers. Aubrey Dorn is the 6-foot junior center, number 23, averages a double-double, 13.3 points, 10.1 rebounds, 59% from the field. And rounding out the starting five for head coach Don Cooper is Izzy Hartman, 5'6" junior guard, number 31, averaging just under 4 points and just under 3 rebounds per game. Don Cooper in his ninth season, a record of 145-72. For the Cadet Hornets under coach Dave Huzga, they'll start with Ellie Eiler, 5'11" senior, averaging 17.7 points per game. Lauren Gable, another senior, 5'10", number 4, 21.3 points per game to lead the team. Emma Kowalczyk, a 5'10" junior, 10.4 points per game, that's third on the team for number 11. Ava Enestvet, a senior, 5'9", number 21, 2.7 points per game, and the starting five finished off by Lakin Ryan. She's a 5'5" senior, number 33, 9.2 points per game, has hit 48 three-pointers this year to lead the team. Cadots in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the jet black numerals, the gold piping, gold numbers with black piping and jet black and gold alternating on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue, solid tops and solid bottoms with the white solid numerals, lettering and accents. And we are underway, and the Cadot McDonald matchup is set to begin as McDonald wins the tip and will move left to right. Aubrey Dorn getting the better of that one. Dorn in the paint. Kick out right side. Emily Cooper to Dorn in the right corner. Dorn will hold. They're not going to come out on her, so Aubrey's going to hold and go back to Emily Cooper right wing. Rotates to Marley Hughes left side.
Good thing Aubrey's not a real good three-point shooter because they're going to let her take that shot.
Marley Hughes up top to Emily Cooper. We'll get into the last matchup as we go through this one. But McDonald went on, I believe, a 27-4 run to end the half. And what was a really tight game.
Soon.
They are leaving her wide open. Said she'll step up for a 16-footer. That one too strong. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with McDonald. Again in that game, McDonald was up 44-22 at the half. But it was close for a while.
Yes.
And then just kind of the dam broke. And McDonald went on that huge run. It was either 25-4 or 27-4 if memory serves. Emily Cooper, left wing. Big head fake up top to Marley Hughes right of the circle. Marley goes back to Cooper. Deep three, left wing. That one off the side of the rim. Marley Hughes, offensive rebound just outside the right block. She'll pull up, go glass, a little bit too strong. Aubrey Dorn fighting for the rebound. It's loose and picked up by Cadot.
Good look there by the girls.
Coming the other way is Ellie Eiler, second leading scorer for Cadot. She'll go out to Emma Kowalczyk. Again, this Cadot team will be shooting a lot of threes here tonight. They average 28 attempts and 7 makes per season. Passing up one and going down into the post. Too strong off the glass for Ellie Eiler. Rebound to Dorn. Dorn, a long pass across the court. Barely hauled in by Emily Cooper. Right corner, Aubrey Dorn. Again, they're going to leave her wide open there. She'll drop down to Hartman. Back out to Aubrey. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper just outside the left elbow to Aubrey. Marley Hughes, excuse me, left corner. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Big student section, especially from Cadot. Emily Cooper on the left wing, across the foul line to Marley Hughes. Marley, big ball fake, driving down the left side of the lane. Scooping layup, comes up short. Rebound pulled in by Enestvet of Cadot.
Look there. Now, you know, I was watching Emily warming up during the warm-ups, and she was draining a lot of threes. Marley just picked up a foul.
Now that's of note because Marley did have some foul trouble last time against Cadot. 4 fouls, even though she had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals. But did get in some foul trouble. That's the first whistle on either team. No score, exactly 2 minutes gone by here in the first half. Eiler will take a tough jumper from way beyond the right elbow. That one just hits glass, no rim. And Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. She'll go back to Marley Hughes. Right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper putting it on the floor with the left hand. She's checked there by Lakin Ryan. Out to Marley on the left wing. Got a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Marley up top. Leaves it back. And gets it back from Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes backtracking, working off a screen from Dorn. Pull up at the right elbow. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper working outside the arc. Good perimeter defense so far. Again, Aubrey Dorn thinking about a three, that time from the left corner. Now she's all along the left corner again. We'll give it back to Emily Cooper. Rotates to Marley Hughes. 15-16 to go first half. No score.
Just being very patient here.
And your conference champions, the McDonald Lady Macs, against the second place team. Everything set regardless of the outcome here. Emily Cooper will launch a three. Hits the far side of the rim from the right wing. Callie Goulet tracks down the offensive rebound. Right back to Emily. Emily almost loses it near the sideline, and she does. Knocked away from her by Lauren Gadel. Oh, no, they're going to say not. So yeah. Correct, knocked away by Gadel, but off of the line. Yeah. Last touch by Gadel. Inbounds to Marley Hughes. 3 minutes gone by. Izzy Hartman right wing. Hartman up top. Callie Goulet rotates to Marley Hughes. She'll try her first three left side. Rims out. Rebound pulled in by Kadat. I think that was Ava Ennisvet.
Good shots there so far. Just nothing's going down for either team.
Quick three right corner is good.
That was 21.
Ava Ennisvet, she only averages 2.7 points per game, so a little rare to hit a three. She wasn't even really in the stat column for threes in terms of notables, but she makes it 3-0 Kadat. Left side, Emily Cooper working across the foul line. 3-0 Kadat, early going in this one. Down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes hard into her defender. Too strong off the glass. Rebound loose. Kicked out. Knocked away. Back to Emily Cooper left side. She pulls up from 16 money. And McDonald on the board. That chaos created by Aubrey Dorn. Sprawling out to her full 6 foot length. To knock that one away. Lake and Ryan good closeout. She'll drop it down to the post. Double there. Back out to Ryan. Snaps off a three. Left wing. That one well short. Rebound. Good box out. Marley Hughes gobbles it up.
Pushed it down.
Down to Callie Goulet, and Goulet up and in for two. McDonald has their first lead. Long 30-foot feed from Hughes to Goulet, who's a 71% shooter from the floor. Marley's got to be careful up top. She is riding Emma Kowalczyk, thrown away out of bounds to McDonald. Again, Marley has one foul here. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Emily Cooper up top, McDonald leading 4-3, 13-15 left. First half, runner from the left wing. That hits the back iron, no good. Kadat has numbers if they want them. Push ahead to Lake and Ryan, right wing. Ryan will stop and pop, and she's fouled. And we'll go to the line shooting three.
Who get her with that? Emily got her or not?
I think they will get Emily Cooper with that foul. It's
yep.
So Lake and Ryan will go to the line. She's shooting from the foul line 44%. Kadat as a team shoots 49% from the free throw line. Ryan to try to tie the game. First free throw. Back rim. She'll get two more attempts here. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com, ghr-ec.com. No good on the second attempt for Lake and Ryan. Aubrey Dorn is going to come out here. Katie Ruff in, the 5'10" junior center, number 15, averages 3 rebounds per game. Ryan trying to make it a 1-for-3 trip and could still tie the game. Free throw is good. Four apiece. Almost 5 minutes gone by here from Kadat. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports on a Friday night. Marley Hughes left wing. Close out there by Lauren Gadel. Drop pass inside and no one there to receive it. Izzy Hartman had the right idea but didn't get a post. Hard drive off the basket, way too strong. Marley Hughes with the rebound. That was Gadel there with the miss.
I'm trying to see what Kadat's running at defense. They're doing a box and one on Emily. And the other girls are just picking up man as they go through their zone.
Again, Emily Cooper had 24 points last time out against Kadat. Right after she had a career-high 28 against Ladysmith. She was absolutely firing in those two games. Marley Hughes left wing. Waving off a screen here from Katie Ruff. Hughes up top. For Izzy Hartman on the right wing. Hartman working off a screen from Callie Goulet. Bumped up top. Hughes for Emily Cooper. Cooper working her way through some traffic. At the foul line, no look bounce pass to Katie Ruff. Too strong off the glass. And rebound pulled down by Kadat. cut off. Faithful there wanted it over the back against Katie Ruff. Bullet pass to Gatel. Gatel along the baseline, pulls up, 10-footer, good. Lauren Gatel, you can't keep a 21.3 points per game score down. She makes it 6-4, Kadat. Left wing, Emily Cooper. Cooper steps back for her first three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Marley Hughes. Hughes whips it back out to Izzy Hartman. She'll try a deep one off the glass and good. Count it for three.
Banks are open.
Just right of the circle, Izzy Hartman. Now a steal by Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper right back to Marley. Left block. Marley goes up hard. Too strong off the glass. Rebound to Gadot. 7-6 McDonald. Lake and Ryan in transition. Again, will pull up for three. That one bricks off the back rim, but an offensive rebound. Easy putback. No, doesn't go down. Gatel is fouled underneath as she gets an offensive rebound. It was wide open underneath there for Enesvet. Maybe a little bit too wide open as she missed, but Lauren Gatel, a talented senior, will go to the line shooting two, a chance to tie or take the lead for Gatel, and she from the foul line is 42%.
Katie Ruff picking up the foul.
First free throw for Gatel is short. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Kylie Jensen to the game, number 34, 5'6", junior guard, 2.6 points, 2.3 rebounds. Also Maddie Geisler, second free throw, no good for Gatel. Maddie Geisler, number 5, 5'5", junior guard, is at 19 threes on the season. 7-6, McDonald. Marley Hughes up top to Aubrey Dorn. Right back to Marley on the left wing. 10:47 and counting to go in the first half. Maddie Geisler, right wing, into the right corner. Aubrey Dorn. Maddie, big three. I think a couple big threes in that first game against Kadat.
Yeah.
To Maddie, right wing. Good closeout prevents the three. Aubrey Dorn in the right corner. Dorn driving baseline. Pulls up from 12. Comes up short. Rebound bat around. Callie Goulet has it. Deep underneath the hoop. And double dribble called underneath there.
Probably grabbed it with a grab it when, you know, kind of dribbling and you put your other hand on it at the same time.
And there's a lot of traffic down low. 7-6 McDonald. Our score remains. Kadat, a push ahead to Enesvet. Finds Gatel. Gatel over the top of Dorn. Can't get it to fall, but then takes it away from Dorn underneath and forces her way between two defenders. And either Aubrey Dorn picked that one up or Marley Hughes picked up her second.
I'll go on Marley.
10-13 left, but that's two on Marley Hughes. And Gatel back to the line shooting two in the battle of the boards here.
Yes.
That is the second on Marley. Another missed free throw from Gatel. That's three misses in a row, but Marley Hughes is going to have to come out and Emily Cooper back in. Izzy Hartman about to check back in as well for Maddie Geisler. And last time out against Kadat, Marley had foul trouble as well. And
yeah, so keep fresh legs here out there.
Second free throw for Gatel. That one too long as well. Callie Goulet, nice rebound. Four misses in a row from the free throw line for Gatel. In fact, I believe that's now one of seven from the free throw line. Aubrey Dorn, Daisy Hartman. Hartman, deep baseline jumper. That one rims in and out. Gatel with the rebound. Gatel across the timeline and reach in and a foul by Hartman.
Yeah,
no whistles yet on Kadat. That is the fifth foul on McDonald.
Yeah. Well, that was just a good call there, and it was just kind of a lazy defensive call. We got a full timeout here.
Timeout taken. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded You know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family. So there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
.51 remaining in the first half here at Cadott. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. McDonald Lady Macs basketball. Teams number one and number two in the Western Cloverbelt Conference in the finale of the conference as Lauren Gadel takes an inbounds pass and immediately draws another foul, and she will go back to the line. Gadel 0 for 4 from the foul line so far. It seems like she's due for a make. 13 trailing 7-6.
Callie Lay picking up that foul.
That is the team's sixth. None left to give for McDonald. Now Gadel hits the free throw. So in the first 8 minutes and 10 seconds of this game, McDonald has picked up six fouls. Seven apiece. Gadel's second free throw now. She's found the range. 8-7. Seesaw affair continues. Gadel gives the lead back to Cadott. Emily Cooper up top. Cooper driving in hard. Too strong with the left hand. Battered around to a couple of hands. Aubrey Dorn goes up strong and will get fouled. That is the first whistle against Cadott, almost halfway through the first half.
One that one five, will. Brady Burrish.
Go against Brady Burrish. She's a 5'7" junior. Aubrey Dorn to the line. Chance to tie or take the lead. First free throw. Rims in. That's the first point for Aubrey Dorn. 64% foul shooter. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered, and so does Aubrey Dorn as she hits the second free throw. Lakeland University with Blend Ed, flexible learning options. Throwaway by Cadott. And McDonald basketball. Again, Lakeland University has Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland University. 9-8 McDonald. Kylie Jensen looking to the post from the right wing. Instead, goes back up top. Emily Cooper. Gadel coming out on her. Gadel's got that wide wingspan. And some kids out there just look like athletes. Lauren Gadel just looks like an athlete.
Yes.
She's an impressive player here in her senior year. Izzy Hartman, a bump up top, and she is fouled. And Emma Kowalczyk picks it up. And I don't know a little campaigning by Coach Cooper has helped
maybe
try to even this foul distribution a little bit. Marley Hughes is going to come back in. Callie Goulet and Kylie Jensen out. Also for the first time in tonight, Emily Thaler, 5'11", senior center number 24. Just under 2 points and about two rebounds per game. Quick inbounds. Izzy Hartman misses from 16. Offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn goes up strong. Blocked on the way up. And rebound pulled in by Kowalczyk. Walshick across the timeline, right side, finds Gadel. Gadel underneath the hoop, missed a bunny, knocked it out of bounds off of McDonald.
Let them play a little bit underneath on the rebounds, that's for sure.
There's some contact being given and allowed. 8:53 left, 9-8 McDonald. Inbounds for Cadott. Burrish finds Gadel. Gadel right back to Burrish. Beautiful pass, and she missed a bunny from down low. Push ahead to Marley Hughes on the right wing. Marley against Lake and Ryan. Pulls it up, working a pivot. Drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn along the baseline. One trip with the left hand. Sneaks a pass down to Thaler. Thaler to Hartman. Hartman right back to Thaler. Driving baseline. She's hit.
Oh.
Count the basket, please.
Did they count it? Yeah.
Did they?
No, they counted it. He counted it. Yep.
All right. Well, messed up my call, but beautiful yeah. Move. I'm sorry, Emily, I missed that absolutely gorgeous leaning layup, taking contact along the baseline, and Thaler looking for a three-point play. I really thought they were going to call that on the ground, but it sure looked like an end one, and I should have trusted the officials. Should have known. Free throw, just a bit too strong. Offensive rebound, Marley Hughes. Hughes goes right back, off glass and scores, falling away along the baseline.
This is where they start to open it up a little bit.
13-8 McDonald. Pass up top, deep three right of the circle. Rims off and into the corner. And McDonald basketball there.
Let's see who they put that other foul on for Cadott. They put it up there.
For the scoreboard to update here, yeah. So 8:16 left. 13-8 McDonald leads by five.
Six fouls against McDonald here in the first half. Three against Knott, so none left to give for the Lady Macs. Emily Cooper up top to Marley Hughes. Marley's playing with those two fouls. Marley retreats up top. Bounce pass nicked off someone's knee. Izzy Hartman working off the bounce with the right hand. Hartman, right block extended. Shoots it back to Emily Cooper. Cooper drops down to the post. Dorn finds Thaler. Thaler cutting the hoop, and she will be fouled. That's on the ground. But that one's going to go against Lauren Gaynor.
Yep.
And I believe that's her first.
I got it for her first, but I missed that. Man, I got it as her first also.
So Marley Hughes is going to inbound underneath the hoop. Tips pass out to Thaler. Thaler right side to Marley. Hughes crossing over at the foul line. A lot of contact up there.
There he is.
They're bumping a lot. Aubrey Dorn shoots it down along the baseline, gets away from Thaler and retrieved by Knott. Knott now on the run. That's number 22, Taylor Hager. She's a 5'4 freshman. Right side with Gaitel. Gaitel up top to Ellie Eiler. Eiler back to Gaitel. Quick trigger on a three right side. That one well short. Long rebound out to Aubrey Dorn. Donald's not giving up a lot of open looks to a team that loves to shoot the three. Emily Cooper, right side to Aubrey Dorn, outside the arc. Couple dribbles with the left hand. Back to Izzy Hartman in the right wing. Hartman back to Aubrey, high on the right. It'll give her a lot of space. Emily Cooper, deep, deep three.
Oh, my goodness.
And right through the bottom of the net.
That was out there.
Emily Cooper makes it 16-8 as McDonald is doubled up on Knott. Wow, that was 7-8 feet beyond the arc,
yes,
at least.
Yes, it was.
Long cross-court pass. Eiler tipped pass into the McDonald student section. Quick hands there from Emily Cooper. Maddie Geister's going to come in along with Callie Goulet. Emily Thaler will exit after playing some strong minutes. Good work there,
yes,
by Emily.
Very nice.
Izzy Hartman coming out as well. Some good work by the senior Thaler, who doesn't play a lot.
But
she just made the most of her minutes.
She's a threat.
16-8, McDonald Knott with the basketball. The freshman Hager up top. She'll work it down to Gaitel. Ooh. Gaitel fights one up from
tough
8 feet. Lauren Gaitel now is 6. Just a 2-possession lead, 16-10. Hager on Emily Cooper up top, 22 versus 22. Cooper, nice, beautiful dive drop to Aubrey Dorn, crashing to the hoop for 2.
That was beautiful.
First field goal for Dorn, and a steal by Dorn, and she scores.
Well, I'm glad you were watching, Caleb. I was writing it down.
I was writing it down, too, but I saw Dorn score a layup with no one else there, so I just extrapolated. Hager up top, misses the three. Dorn with the rebound. Outlet to Maddie Geisler. Geisler lost it for a moment. Now Gaitel's going to tie her up far side of the floor, and possession will go back to Knott.
Yeah.
20-10, McDonald, two-thirds of the way exactly through the first half, 6 minutes on the clock. Emma Kowalczyk, the junior, will exit.
Aubrey Dorn is just giving it everything she had in the last 60 seconds here. She's going hard, breathing hard.
Gaitel inbounds and gets it back near that Hornets logo. Now Maddie Geisler returns the favor and takes it away from Gaitel. Ahead to Dorn. Dorn through contact. Off
nice.
The glass. Good.
Tough shot.
Again, knowing you might not get a call, so just finish hard.
Yep.
Gaitel up top, deep three, and that one off the front of the rim and in.
Wow.
The rims here at home are kind to Lauren Gaitel. Again, she deserves it. Good player, 22-13. McDonald has their 12-point lead, cut to 9. Up top to Emily Cooper. Cooper for 3, 2 answer! Left wing bomb for Emily Cooper.
Can't leave her open. And she doesn't need much room to be open.
And now chaos in the middle of the floor. And that's
travel.
A travel,
yep,
on Knott as Gaitel slams the ball a bit in frustration. Now, again, Gaitel, she's a good sport checking on,
yep,
Maddie Geisler. And I don't know if maybe she and Maddie collided here.
30-second timeout, Knott.
Timeout taken. We're back in 30 seconds here on WOGO.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. 5:13 before half here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. 25-13 McDonald with a 12-point lead. Again, a bit of a scrum there for a loose ball. Maddie Geisler exits, and hopefully she'll be able to come back in soon. She, again, just a little banged up there.
Oh, she'll be back.
Good sportsmanship by Gadel after they kind of collided there to check on her and make sure they're okay. A lot of mutual respect between the athletes on these teams. Marley Hughes has it up top, swings it over to Kylie Jensen on the left wing. Jensen right back to Marley. Gadel comes out on her. Marley Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn along the baseline, jab step, working a crossover dribble, trying to go reverse, and she's fouled on the way up. And Lake and Ryan fouls Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn will go to the line. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com as Aubrey Dorn hits the first. And again, McDonald's doubled up on Cadott, 26-13. Dorn the second, and she is money right now from the free throw line. Four free throws made in the first half for Aubrey Dorn, 27-13, largest lead of the night for McDonald.
This is about at that point where they kind of broke away in the first game.
Whoa. Long pass into the corner and way too tall for Taylor Hager. And again, you mentioned how this happened in the first game. Cadott, even Coach Husga mentioned this, it was such a huge game. Both teams top of the Clover Belt, Cadott with a historic 12-0 start. And he said they were tight in that game, and that led to some mistakes. And now on their home floor, struggling a little bit. Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Cooper thought about a three. Gets it back left wing. She'll try another bomb. That one hits the back rim. Rebound pulled down by Ellie Eiler. Eiler trapped in the backcourt. She's backtracking, looking for help, and a timeout taken by Coach Huzzaga with 4:12 left. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to a full house in Cadott. 4:12 to play in the first half. McDonald leading the second place team in the Western Clover Belt Conference, 27-13. The Hornets with the basketball.
Ooh.
Deep, deep three. That one well off the mark for Gadel. Not sure if that was the plan out of the timeout or not.
See, that was a long three.
Cannon,
that missed.
A senior star maybe just trying to make something happen. That's a frustrating McDonald defense. Izzy Hartman pull up from 12 along the baseline, high arcing shot. That one comes up off the mark. Rebound to Eiler, push ahead to Gadel. Gadel on the move. Beautiful Euro step layup, won't fall. Gets her own rebound, but has her pocket picked. Emily Cooper push ahead to Izzy Hartman, far side of the floor. Hartman back to Emily Cooper, left wing. 3.5 minutes to go. 27-13 McDonald here in the first half. Ivy halftime show on the way. We've got some good highlights for you. Looking for more here from McDonald in the final 3:22. On cross-court skip, Kylie Jensen. Jensen head fake, passes up the three. Now in the left corner, floats it out for Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left wing, off a screen from Callie Goulet. Back to Jensen. Jensen on the left, over to Hartman on the right wing. Back to Kylie Jensen. McDonald patient here on this possession.
Emily Cooper patient.
Clapping for the ball right wing. Cooper has the freshman Hager chasing her. Eiler comes out to double for a moment. Emily Cooper at the left wing, back out to Jensen. Jensen to Cooper on the left wing. Marley Hughes on the bench with those two fouls. Emily Cooper up top.
Cooper down the left side of the lane. Bumped a bit by the much taller Eiler. Crosses over on her. Picks up her dribble. Floats it back out to Callie Goulet. Out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman to Kylie Jensen, right wing. Kylie working a left-handed dribble right down the left side of the lane. Goes up strong and puts it through.
Very nice.
Nice work by Kylie Jensen. What a patient possession there for the Max. 29-13.
Yes.
2:20 to go. Quick three. Lake and Ryan, right corner. That one too strong. Long rebound. And Callie Goulet tracks it down. She actually had to fight off Emily Cooper for that one, which is not an easy thing to do.
Two Mac girls hustling after the ball.
Kylie Jensen, big head fake. Driving into the lane. Pushes the pass down low. Katie Ruff. Ruff back out to Cooper. Cooper, big head fake. Pulls up from 17 feet. Money. That's 10 for Emily Cooper in the first half.
This is where they just start opening it up.
Palindrome on the scoreboard, 31-13. Lake and Ryan can't change that as she's too long on another three. Rebound to Emily Cooper. Cooper will push across the Hornets logo at midcourt over to Izzy Hartman. Hartman on the right wing, and a timeout taken by Coach Cooper with a minute 43 left. Half a minute, and we're back in WOGO Sports.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. Katie Ruff will inbound out of the McDonald timeout from right in front of our vantage point. Above the scoreboard here in the stands at Cannot. Donnell up 31-13, minute 38 left. Aubrey Dorn over to Marley Hughes. Marley up top, Maddie Geisler. Maddie passes up the three, drops it back off to Izzy Hartman. Hartman to Marley Hughes, just outside the lane. Back to Izzy. Izzy with a big ball fake to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for three. That one off the mark, too strong. Knocked out of bounds. That should be McDonald ball. Should be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. All right, we'll just say I didn't have a court-level view, but I saw that very clearly as off of Cannot.
And he wanted it to. Very clearly. Looked like he was going to go McDonald's way, but then changed
officials
his
hesitated
mind.
And changed the call. Minute 15 left. Gadel up top to Eiler. Eiler, head fake. Back to Gadel. Gadel has an open three if she wants it. Right wing, she wants it. Can't hit it. Rebound to Lake and Ryan. And Ryan's fouled on the ground. Is that on Marley Hughes?
I don't think so. Yes, it is.
Wow.
I didn't want it to be Caleb.
That is the third foul on Marley Hughes. Goodness. A minute seven left.
She was, Emily Cooper was taking that little breather there, and she needed to have a little bit of a breather. And Marley just picking up her third. She's got to come out.
31-13 McDonald. That'll send Ava Enestvet, 5'9 senior, to the line, shooting a 1-1. She bricks the first one and rebound pulled down again by two Lady Maddox. Aubrey Dorn might get credit for that one, but Katie Ruff could have as well.
I think they're starting to just wear down the Cadot girls here.
Under
they look
a
tired.
Play. Up top, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, Emily Cooper, right wing. Up top, Maddie Geisler. Geisler leaves it. Rizzy Hartman. Hartman's just got some good speed. We're back to Maddie Geisler outside the arc. Has it poked away. Retrieves near midcourt. Shovels it over. Rizzy Hartman. Hartman crossing over. Maintaining the bounce. Drops it over to Aubrey Dorn, right wing. 30 seconds to play. 31-13 McDonald. See if they hold it all the way down for one last shot or not here. Maddie Geisler, Aubrey Dorn was calling for it. Weak side, gets it on the left wing. Dorn with 20 seconds to play. Drops off for Emily Cooper. Checked by Lauren Gadel. Cooper showing off the handle. Left wing up top and taking it away from Maddie Geisler. It's Gadel who just kind of tackled her into the backcourt. Goes back to McDonald. Now Cooper finds Aubrey Dorn. Too tall in the pass. Dorn retrieves with 6 seconds. Back out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Cooper. Cooper, bit head fake. Driving. Tough shot high off the window. No, and that'll end the first half. A lot of contact. A hard-fought first half, and McDonald leads at the break 31-13. We'll step out. Be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three. Ooh. Again. Yeah.
Shai trying to score on the shorty. Hit a shot. It goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
McDonnell leads Cadott at the half here on the road in Cadott, 31-13, and this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney here in Cadott. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Impressive first half. Again, some foul trouble for McDonnell, but thankfully they've built a lead here and hopefully can withstand a Cadott charge if it comes.
Yes, again, I think they're just wearing down these Cadott girls. They're just pushing the ball. They're fast-paced. They're moving the ball well on offense. The girls from Cadott just cannot sit still. They got to be moving constantly. I think they're just wearing them down. I think that's what happened the last game, too. They stayed with them for the first five 6 minutes of the game, and then as the half progresses, they just get a little tired, and McDonald's just got too many weapons coming off the bench.
Looking at the leading scores for both sides, three players have scored for Cadott, led by Lauren Gadel's 9, 3 for Ava Enestved, and 1 for Lakin Ryan, and they certainly have left some points at the line. McDonald doing a pretty good job of playing clean after they got in foul trouble and could have given up a lot of free throw attempts to the Hornets. On the other side for the Lady Macs, 7 players have scored, Mark, 10 apiece for Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper, and then a bucket apiece for Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, Emily Thaler, and Kylie Jensen. Izzy Hartman also with a bucket. That was a 3, and that's your scoring here in the first half.
Yes, and again, you made the comment about how many threes Cadott takes, and they are shooting some deep, deep threes. I've never seen a team shoot that many from beyond the arc. I mean, 4 or 5 feet beyond the arc. They're just stepping way back.
And I'm impressed with McDonald's transition defense because we've seen, again, pull-up threes, transition threes, deep threes, contested threes, not a lot of open threes taken by Cadott, and they've only made two in the first half, and they average 7 makes per game.
Yes, and again, they're pushing the ball up, not pushing the ball underneath the hoop. They're looking to take those threes, so you live and die by it. So luckily they're missing tonight.
Again, this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find those surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, hopefully you'll have a smile on your face as you listen to our first half highlights. Hot. Left wing, Emily Cooper. Cooper steps back for her first three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Marley Hughes. Hughes whips it back out to Izzy Hartman. She'll try a deep one off the glass and good.
Count
it for three.
Banks are open.
And one, and I shouldn't have trusted the officials. Should have known. Free throw, just a bit too strong. Offensive rebound, Marley Hughes. Hughes goes right back off glass and scores, falling away along the baseline.
This is where they start to open it up a little bit.
13-8 McDonald. Right side to Aubrey Dorn outside the arc. Couple dribbles with the left hand. Back to Izzy Hartman in the right wing. Hartman back to Aubrey, high on the right. It'll give her a lot of space. Emily Cooper, deep three.
Oh, my goodness.
Right through the bottom of the net.
That was out there.
Emily Cooper makes it 16-8 as McDonald is doubled up on Cadott. Wow, that was 7-8 feet beyond the arc at least.
Yes, it was.
Gadel fights one up from 8 feet. Lauren Gadel now is 6. Just a 2-possession lead, 16-10. Hager on Emily Cooper up top, 22 versus 22. Cooper, nice, beautiful dime drop to Aubrey Dorn, crashing to the hoop for 2.
That was beautiful.
First field goal for Dorn, and a steal by Dorn, and she scores.
I'm glad you were watching, Caleb.
Gadel inbounds and gets it back near that Hornets logo. Now Maddie Geisler returns the favor and takes it away from Gadel. Ahead to Dorn. Dorn through contact. Off the glass. Good.
Tough shot.
McDonald has their 12-point lead. Cuts to 9. Up top to Emily Cooper. Cooper for 3. To answer. Left wing bomb for Emily Cooper.
Can't leave her open. And she doesn't.
The much taller Eiler crosses over on her, picks up her dribble, floats it back out to Callie Goulet, out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman to Kylie Jensen, right wing. Kylie working left-handed dribble right down the left side of the lane, goes up strong,
nice.
And puts it through.
Very nice.
To do.
Two Mac girls hustling after the ball.
Kylie Jensen, big head fake, driving into the lane, pushes the pass down low. Katie Ruff. Ruff back out to Cooper. Cooper, big head fake, pulls up from 17 feet. Money. That's your first half highlights here in the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store. It's time for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, our halftime tradition. So please, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And I'll start with my son, Glenn Maloney, out at McGuire Air Force Base with our daughter-in-law, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie, and our new granddaughter. If anybody's paying attention, little Freya has cracked the 2-pound mark.
There you go.
And Glenn got to change her diaper the other day. So this is momentous for us.
This is progress.
Yes. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabisha at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, recently married. Kyle and Nicole Lee Colm out at Dover Air Force Base, getting ready to go to Japan. Greg Hovland at Colfax. Grad is at Scott Air Force Base. Him and his wife are expecting their first child, which they just announced was going to be a little girl. Sarah Pass and Bowman with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minneapolis, along with Kristen Levesser Davis out of the Air Force National Guard of Minneapolis. Carter Billen out of Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington. Austin Tolleson with the Marine Corps Reserves, Jordan Chartrand in the Army out of Fort Bragg, John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner, Brandon Anderson from Colfax in the Navy, Wayne Trimble with the McDonald grad is at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army Guard. Noah Stewart is a Chi-Hi grad down at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo, a Chi-Hi grad in the Marine Corps Station in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad with the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force over in Germany. Matt Palver is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. Again, a huge thank you. There's a lot of stuff happening in this world again, so a huge thank you to all of our military.
That finishes up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show as we begin the second half here in Cadott. Original starting five for McDonald, Goulet, and Emily Cooper, who will take a three right wing. That one off the front of the rim. Izzy Hartman, Marley Hughes, and Aubrey Dorn round out the starting five for the second half. Short on a free throw for Gadel. Comes up well short, but an offensive rebound. They'll go right back to Gadel. Deep underneath the hoop. She tries a scooping shot from 5 feet and can't get it around Aubrey Dorn. Off the mark, McDonald, their second possession here of the second half. Drop down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn double. Gadel quick hands, knocks the pass away. And pulled down by Kanad underneath the hoop. Gadel right wing. Gadel out to Eiler. Back to Gadel. Gadel long cross court skip. Lake and Ryan. Quick touch pass down low. Blocked! Aubrey Dorn blocks it right to Izzy Hartman.
Yes. That was a big block.
Aubrey Dorn right wing. It is not easy to block a jump shooter. And Aubrey Dorn sometimes makes it look that way. Izzy Hartman, right down the side of the lane, drops a no-look
dive for
Aubrey Dorn for two.
They've done that in practice a few times.
Goodness,
it looked way
gracious.
Too easy.
Wow, Izzy at full speed. What a beautiful bounce pass. Marley Hughes swats a pass up to herself, but stepped on the line as she blocked Emma Kowalczyk's. And when I see the way that they get in passing lanes and these two-handed blocks and the way they block them with control, it just makes me think, this is a team that maybe won state in volleyball.
Yes.
33-13, McDonald. Speaking of nice passes, Lauren Gadel, a beautiful drop down low to Ava Enestvet. And that's her first two-point field goal, 33-15. Speaking of down low, Aubrey Dorn has it down low, misses the shot, but swatted out of bounds by Kadat. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Marley Hughes to inbound, waiting, and slides it along the baseline. So Aubrey Dorn back out to Emily Cooper. Back to Dorn.
Here's
Dorn,
Aubrey.
They'll leave her wide open for three. That one just off the side of the rim.
Very good shot.
Going to make one if they keep giving it to her. Eiler in some trouble, floats it down along the sideline to Gadel. Gadel, beautiful hopping jump step to the lane for two. Really nice work there by Lauren Gadel. She's impressive. 33-17, McDonald. Emily Cooper up top off the screen from Dorn. Give and go back to Dorn. Dorn, another bounce pass to Goulet. Goulet got her defender up in the air, but gives it back up. Marley Hughes right back to Gadel. Gadel slides a beautiful bounce pass. Goulet slides a beautiful bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn.
There were several times there that they both had good looks at nice shots. Great ball movement by McDonald girls.
Really, really beautiful passing. I just wish I would have given Kelly Goulet credit the whole time. Long three left of the circle. Bricks off the back rim. Almost over the back on Gadel, but instead she knocks it loose. And that's another quick cleanup by Ava Enestvet. Marley Hughes drives in hard, knocked to the ground, and will go to the line shooting two. Ava Enestvet now up to 7 points, 35-19. The McDonald lead is 16. That's the second foul on Enestvet with 15-10 left. And Marley Hughes will attempt her first free throws of the night. First attempt for Marley rolls in. She's a 77% foul shooter. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank.
Emily Fowler back out there.
Some good minutes in the first half, Fowler the senior. Second free throw for Marley is perfect. 4 points for Marley Hughes, 37 for McDonald. They lead by 18. Gadel across the midstripe. Almost 3 minutes gone by here in the second half at Cadott. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Shot from just inside the right block. Too strong for Emma Kowalczyk. McDonald will jog it across the timeline. Callie Goulet right wing.
to Aubrey Dorn, right of the circle. Dorn one bounce back to Marley Hughes on the left. Marley holds it on her hip, drops down to Aubrey Dorn, left block. Dorn finds Emily Cooper in the lane, out to Callie Goulet. Goulet to Marley Hughes, cutting across the foul line, flips out. Big head fake for Emily Cooper. Callie Goulet top, couple dribbles. Marley Hughes, that ponytail flying, and she gives a head fake and leaves it for Dorn up top. Oh, goodness gracious. Lauren Gatel just lowered a shoulder into Aubrey Dorn. And Gatel's going to shake that one off a little bit herself, as Aubrey Dorn, with a head of steam, is not somebody you want to try to put a shoulder into.
Yeah, the McDonald girls are being very, very patient on offense.
14:29 left. Screen up top from Fowler, and Fowler just got trucked. Oh, my goodness.
That's her third.
Yeah, Gatel. Again, I've mentioned this before in a complimentary fashion. Gatel is impressive physically, but it just seems like maybe a little frustration and some of that physicality is coming out, and maybe not as much discipline. There are a couple fouls that she probably didn't need to pick up. Up top, Aubrey Dorn to Marley Hughes. Hughes slides a bounce to Callie Goulet, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper had those two threes in the first half. Use it for Goulet. Goulet cutting across the foul line to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with a left-handed bounce at the left elbow, out to Emily Cooper outside the arc. Cooper calling out the play, working off a screen from Dorn. Floats it back to Dorn. Dorn at the left elbow, attacking the hoop. Runner with the right hand, a beautiful touch from 6 feet out. Aubrey Dorn has 16 points.
They do a great job of being patient, wearing down the defense.
Cross-court skip up top to Eiler. Eiler drops it back to Ennisvet, out to Gatel. Gatel, a head fake. Gatel driving in hard, and she ran over Thaler, but that's going to be a blocking foul, Emily Thaler. With 13:35 left. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Inbounds to Eiler, right wing. That was just the first on Emily Thaler. Team's first in the second half. Three fouls against Cadott here in the second. Gatel over to Eiler, right wing. Eiler drops into the corner. Lake and Ryan, good closeout by Hartman, prevented a three-point attempt there.
She's got such a quick shot.
Eiler steps into a three. That one off the side of the rim. Rebounds to Kylie Jensen. Marley Hughes across the timeline with 13:11 remaining. 39-19 McDonald, their largest lead of the night, 20 points. Aubrey Dorn left of the circle. Shoots it over to Marley Hughes. Thought about a three. Gatel close out. Izzy Hartman, ball fake. Back out to Marley Hughes. Deep three. Right wing for Marley. Bucket.
She can shoot them too.
Marley Hughes. 5 points in the second half. Seven on the night. 42-19 McDonald. Eiler kick out. Lake and Ryan. Quick trigger on a three. Right corner. Back rim. No. Long rebound out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn slows it down a bit. Back to Marley Hughes. Lauren Gatel, good work there preventing the break. Marley Hughes, big fake on the three. Kylie Jensen flips it back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman spins into the lane, tries to wrap a bounce pass around to Emily Thaler. That would have been something pretty, but just not quite able to get the connection. Izzy Hartman just wheeling and dealing is about the best way to describe it.
And again, they just wear that defense down. The Cadott girls are just, McDonald girls are just weaving in and out, even and out, in and out, and the Cadott girls are just having a hard time staying with them.
Quick three, that one off the front of the rim, that miss by Kowalczyk. Push ahead, Izzy Hartman. Hartman fast into the hoop. Euro step high off the glass. No offensive rebound, put back. Blocked
almost
by Kowalczyk. Good work there by Kowalczyk. Across the timeline. Pass from the right corner, that's Gatel. Hartman out on her. Gatel jam, long cross court skip, Lake and Ryan. Came to the corner, Kowalczyk. Up top, Ennisvet. Her pass knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn has it in the open court. Down to the left block, pull up from 10 feet. Back rim, no long rebound. Izzy Hartman takes that to Kylie Jensen. Jensen, 4-3! Nets it! Left corner pocket, Kylie Jensen. That's her 11th.
Opening it up even more here.
45-19. Ennisvet, left wing. Right side to Eiler. Eiler rotates into the corner. Fires a pass down low. Gatel countered in a foul. Emily Thaler frustrated with herself that time. As Gatel will go to the line with an end-one opportunity.
Yeah, Emily caught there, but she needed a little help there from the backside and didn't get it.
45-21, McDonald subs coming in. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Gatel has now made three free throws in a row, and a long pass goes away from Marley Hughes. Kylie Jensen a little too much oomph on that one as it caromed into the scorer's table. 45-22, McDonald with a 23-point lead. A lot of time left in this one, 11-11 left. Eiler on the right wing, up top Enestvet. Back to Eiler. Eiler thought about a three and took out a little extra hop step, and that was caused by Kylie Jensen with a great closeout.
Yes.
High hands, short, choppy steps, as they teach you, and good work there by Kylie. Jensen in the backcourt, floats it over to Marley Hughes. Hughes doubled. Pass to Hartman. Hartman just inside the arc left wing. They left her all alone from 17. Too strong on that one. Rebound fought for in the corner, diving on the floor for it, and saving it, Kylie Jensen.
Oh,
and Katie Ruff lost it near the elbow. And do we have a tie-up or a foul?
They call travel.
Did they call a travel on Kadat?
Yes,
goodness, so McDonald bailed out a little bit there. Beautiful work in the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe the officials are going to get together here.
They might have it against. Yeah, they called the McDonald girl for traveling.
No, they're giving it to McDonald underneath the hoop. So I think McDonald might get the benefit of that call.
Yeah.
Inbounds to Hartman. Hartman up top, crossing over. Flips it back to Marley Hughes with 10:37 to play. 45-22 the Lady Macs. Marley off the bounce to Kylie Jensen. Jensen guarded by Lake and Ryan. Out to Hartman. Hartman just inside the foul line. Crosses over. Another beautiful bounce pass to Katie Ruff. Oh, it won't go in from just inside the left block.
Katie thought that was in. She was running down the court. She said, book
it. My goodness, Izzy. Nice move down low and rolling it up and in. Lauren Gatel. She is just very quick to the hoop. 45-24. McDonald's lead trimmed down to 21. Some full court pressure here. Bounce pass to Goulet. Goulet to Katie Ruff.
There we go.
Carrot and a foul. Hoop and harm for Katie.
Nice ball movement.
Great work by Callie Goulet. Got it on one side of the lane and dropped it off to Katie Ruff. And Ruff with the finish and the foul. Marley Hughes, Kylie Jensen, Alexa, Emily Cooper back in. Maddie Geisler out there as well. Good to see Maddie out there after she got a little banged up. On a scramble play. And Ruff books the free throw. Katie, a 67% foul shooter.
Well,
McDonald's had an
eight-player
score. 48-24. Gatel, quick trigger on a three. And rattles it through right corner. That's her second hit from the on-the-arc. Lauren Gatel heating up. 21-point lead still for McDonald, but a throwaway. Lake and Ryan intercepts the pass. Ryan left wing, deep, deep three. That one rims out. Offensive rebound and a foul underneath. I think Katie Ruff picked up that one. And we'll send Emma Kowalczyk to the line. We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Alley. Don't forget that fresh custard as well. They make it fresh every day at Culver's. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Alley. Free throw well short for Emma Kowalczyk. Izzy Hartman out, Aubrey Dorn in. Four whistles against Kanat in the second half, three against McDonald. That was the second Katie Ruff, as we mentioned. Kowalczyk looking for her first point of the night, and she will not get it. Another free throw miss for Kanat.
Cleaning up the boards again was Aubrey Dorn, who's back in the game.
Emily Cooper near the logo at midcourt, working a right-handed bounce. Under 9.5 to go in the game, 48-27 McDonald. Maddie Geisler, they left her wide open. Left corner three, Maddie.
She's a good three-point shooter.
Nine players now have scored for McDonald. 51-27. Ryan drops it back into the corner. Out to Eiler. Eiler too strong in the paint. Maddie Geisler with the rebound. Geisler push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn straddling the arc left wing. Ball fake, pull up from 10, won't rattle in. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Kadat. I think Kowalczyk, the last one to touch that one. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. Inbounds to Katie Ruff. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, big jab step, going hard at the glass and scores again. She has 18.
She is getting tough to stop.
53-27 McDonald. And they don't just want the conference championship. They want perfection. They want to be unbeaten in Western Clover Belt play.
Coach Husga has put in 22, a freshman.
She's in the first half. Hager, a quick three from the left corner. In and out. Offense rebound. Enisvet goes over Dorn for two. Nice work there for Ava Enisvet. She has 9 points. 53-29 McDonald. Emily Cooper, right wing, against Gatle. Working off a little slip screen from Aubrey Dorn up top. Drops it down to Dorn just outside the paint. Dorn, beautiful sliding bounce pass to Emily Cooper. She's tripped up, bumped, and bodied on the way to the hoop with 8:08 remaining. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or Wirzgala.com, 839-0707, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Emily Cooper.
A mismatch underneath there. Wouldn't.
Marley Hughes across the foul line. Out to Maddie Geisler, who just hit that three to Emily Cooper. Cooper, beautiful move behind her. Backdrops a no-look bounce pass to Callie Goulet, but had it taken away from her. And Emily Cooper chasing Eiler. Eiler, right wing, comes to a jump stop. Long cross-court pass. Rotated. Back to Hager, the freshman. Lauren Gatel to Eiler in the right corner. Eiler, ball fake, pulling up. Tough shot from 10 feet. Won't rattle in. Rebound, Aubrey Dorn has another one. Timeout taken by Coach Husga with 7:24 left. This is a 60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and Wynn Family Dentistry. 7:20 and counting to go here from Cadott, 53-29. McDonald with the lead. Bounce pass from Cooper to Dorn, and Dorn can't finish underneath, but Gatel watches it get away from her far side of the floor. And out of bounds to McDonald as Gatel was trying to take off in transition.
But Aubrey Dorn, she is so quick that, going after rebounds and loose balls, she's just...
Belies her size at six feet, but she just is so agile. Gives Dorn a screen. Callie Goulet, weak side off a pass from Marley Hughes. Uncontested, too.
Yeah, there was absolutely nobody there. Like I said, the Cadott girls are just gassed.
55-29, McDonald. Pass gets away from Cadott in the far corner. Morgan Muldrum, the 5'8 senior, watches it trickle out of bounds. And Aubrey Dorn will inbound. With 6:50 remaining. Emily Cooper across the timeline. Cooper on the right wing, working a right-handed bounce. Emily Cooper pulls up from 16, nails it. Emily Cooper, that's her first bucket of the second half. She is 12. In the right corner, Hager, the freshman. Quick, has her pass knocked away by Kylie Jensen. And Jensen has it ripped away from her by Enisbet. Back to Hager. Hager driving baseline, bumped by Callie Goulet, a foul. 6:24 remaining. That is the fourth foul on McDonald here in the second half. Izzy Hartman going to come in, and Callie Goulet will take a break.
I would assume that at some point here, Coach Cooper will start emptying the bench.
Inbounds to Eiler. Eiler fires a three from the right corner back rim. No rebound. Out to Gadel. Gadel, Euro step down the lane. Too strong. Knocks it loose, but Emily Cooper takes it on the run. Cooper with a three-on-two. Lost the handle for a moment. Flips it to Marley Hughes straight on. Marley Hughes drops to Kylie Jensen. Jensen the right elbow. Tizzy Hartman. Hartman floats it over to Marley. Wide open for three. Left corner pocket. Rims in and out. Aubrey Dorn, offensive rebound, goes up strong. Left-handed layup is good. She has 20.
I have never seen her playing as good as she's playing right now.
This is playoff mode, Aubrey yes. Dorn. Deep three. Caroms off the glass and no rim.
She's
for Laura
everywhere.
Cato.
She's gathering everything.
Kylie Jensen. Jensen bumped on the way to the hoop. Walked first.
Maybe. We'll give him that one.
A couple subs coming in. Brady Burrish, as well as Emma Kowalczyk. Enesved out, as well as Morgan Muldrum. 30-point lead for McDonald, 59-29. 5:37 to go. Right side, that's Hager, the freshman. Hager, cross-court skip. Almost knocked away, and it is. Marley Hughes ends up with a loose ball. Bounce ahead. Marley gets it back from Aubrey Dorn. Back to Aubrey. Aubrey, oh, she wanted that three and thought better of it.
The student right section corner. Over there was just encouraging her.
Good discipline, I suppose, but she's going to hit one of those.
Yes.
She's got that range. Marley Hughes back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper curling across the foul line against Eiler. Crosses over. Kylie Jensen, just above 5 minutes to play. Izzy Hartman, right corner. Hartman crosses over on her defender to Kylie Jensen. Jensen, Emily Cooper, step back for three, straight on! Money, baby!
Unbelievable.
Emily Cooper, 15 points.
Again, 4 feet beyond the arc.
Almost unlimited range for the McDonald junior, 62-29. Kanad up top, cross-court pass to Gadel. Gadel against Jensen, works herself into the right corner, cross-court skip to Hager. Hager finds Gadel. Gadel spots up for three right wing. Back rimmed it. No rebound in a crowd. And McDonald's Brady Burrish, rather, of Kadot gets another quick three lofted by Kadot. Goes through a trio of hands and knocked out of bounds. Will stay with the Hornets after another miss from three. It has been a rough night from downtown for the home team. Maddie Geisler in. Emily Thaler in. Aubrey Dorn out. Marley Hughes out with 4:21 left. Kelly Cooper also out as well. And
Kelly Gulley back in.
McDonald, looks like they may have gotten the job done here tonight. Well, they did, but as Ellie Eiler gets her first basket. 10 feet, a little right-handed floater. 62-30, McDonald, 4:08 and counting. Geisler out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman on the right wing, employing a bounce, working with the left hand. Crosses over, flips it over to Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Kylie Jensen, Jensen up top. Use it for Hartman. Hartman down the left side of the lane out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler curling across the top of the key, trying to slide a bounce pass down low to Kylie Jensen. Gets away from her, but Jensen goes hard to the floor and ties up, I believe, Burrish from Kadot. And they'll both give each other a little slap on the back, too, make sure they're okay.
Good
again,
hustle.
A lot of physicality in this game we've mentioned, but not mean-spirited
no,
in any way.
Not
These
at all.
Teams respect each other a lot, and they just play each other hard, but good. Really camaraderie, you'd say, between the two.
Yep, always helping each other up off the floor.
Burrish, left side for Gadel. Gadel long cross-court, fires a pass to Lake and Ryan. Ryan open for three. That one off the side of the rim, long rebound, and Ryan gets it just ahead. Over to Eiler. Eiler airballs a three from the right wing. Saved by Gadel, and Kylie Jensen snaps it up. Push ahead from Maddie Geisler. So Hartman, Hartman fires a jumper, can't get it from 10 feet. And Hartman takes it right back, has her shot swatted out of bounds by Ellie Eiler. And see, Hartman just does not stop moving.
Going after it.
Kylie Jensen out, Marley Hughes back in with 3:03 left, 62-31. Again, we've said this a lot, but McDonald has doubled up on Kadot.
Again, Coach Cooper has that advantage of just having some really good depth coming off the bench.
Inbounds to Maddie Geisler, high on the right. Under 3 minutes to go now. 62-31 McDonald. Back to Maddie from Marley Hughes. Geisler goes behind her back left wing. Drops it off from Marley. 2:50 to play. Izzy Hartman. Hartman down the left side of the lane. Finds Katie Ruff. Or excuse me, Emily Fowler. Fowler up and in for two. Fowler now with four. Again, Izzy Hartman is just a wizard with the ball in the lane.
Yes.
64-31 and a bump and a foul down low. And Fowler may have picked up her third
that'll
here.
That'll be Hartman. Isabel. Yeah. Yep.
2:33 left. Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is a safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Inbounds to Ryan. Ryan Long on the three. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in for Kowalczyk. Her runner falls for her first basket, 64-33. And witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Free tuition opportunities available for a limited time. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Nice to check that out. Annie Geisler up top. McDonald with a 31-point lead. Izzy Hartman. Hartman spinning into the lane. Fights a pass over to Callie Goulet. Goulet loses for a moment, and Goulet over dribbles in the backcourt, and that's an over and back by Ellie Eiler. Aubrey Dorn's going to come back in. Katie Ruff. And Kylie Jensen. McDonald with six on the floor. There we go. Marley Hughes is going to check out as well. 2 minutes exactly on the clock, 64-33 McDonald, as we wend and wind our way to the post-class post-game show. Eiler into the corner, quick three there by Kowalczyk. That one's short and over the back on Gadel, and that's her fourth.
Yeah.
Good box out underneath there by Maddie Geisler. 1:48 remaining. Seen a few of the faithful starting to put on coats.
Kendall Heffler into the game.
Kendall comes in, number 21, the 5'8 sophomore guard. Played well in that JV game, which was a barn burner.
Yes.
McDonald came back from double digits down to almost tie it at the end. They fell 32-30. Kendall on the left wing. Up top to Aubrey Dorn. Now Dorn will take that three. Oh, just rims out. A little bit short on the front rim. 90 seconds to go. Lakin Ryan steps into a three right wing. That one breaks off the back iron. Collision, but Maddie Geisler with the rebound and a whistle, so Coach Cooper can get a couple more subs in.
30 seconds timeout.
Timeout taken. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Minutes 25 left, 64-33. McDonald subbing in. Chloe Flanagan is in there at 20.
25 is Tessa Rosalski.
The thing is, it doesn't look like Tessa.
Doesn't it?
It doesn't. And so I'm... Because I know Tessa was at Little Dribblers at the YMCA. 64-33. Long cross court pass to Flanagan. Lauren Misfeld. There we go. I told you. As Kylie Jensen drives and all it gets called for steps. So Lauren Misfeld is wearing number 25. She's a sophomore.
Yeah, Chloe.
Minute six left. Chloe Flanagan guarding Eiler in the backcourt. Eiler across the timeline tries to drive in hard, goes hard off the glass, too strong, but a foul. And Chloe Flanagan says, hey, I'm getting into the varsity game. I've got five fouls. Might as well use one or two.
Yeah, and she got her hands full there trying to guard that girl.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And unfortunately for Cadott, that's a rare make from the free throw line here tonight. They've just had some struggles from the foul line, but Ellie Eiler looked good on that one. Now she'll try to make it two in a row. And rims out the second. Offensive rebound by Gadel up with the left hand. And good. 64-36. Head to Kendall Heffler. Heffler long cross-court pass to Flanagan. Flanagan into the corner. Lauren Misfeld for two off the mark. Rebound out to Gadel with 45 seconds to play. Gadel checked by Kendall Heffler. Kylie Jensen almost knocked it away. Oh, they get her for a foul. thought she may have had a clean swipe.
I did too.
There.
It's just her first foul. Oh, no. Yeah, it is.
That is the 17 foul, though, so Lauren Gadel has looked a lot stronger from the stripe after her first four attempts went in and out. Now she's made, I believe, five in a row. Or four in a row.
Four, yep.
Four. 64-37, McDonald with 40.5 left. Second free throw is good for Lauren Gadel. Another strong game for the Cadott senior. Kendall Heffler chases down a long inbounds pass with 38 seconds left. Finds Kylie Jensen. Jensen drops it down to Misfell, out to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan shoots it over to Heffler, right wing. 31 seconds to play. Kylie Jensen, right corner. Jensen floats it up top. Chloe Flanagan rotates over to Heffler. Heffler back to Kylie Jensen, gives her a screen. Over to Chloe Flanagan. Good over-the-shoulder catch. Flanagan has her pass knocked out of bounds by Burrish with 20.4 remaining. Post-class post-game show coming up shortly. Inbounds, and Gadel steals it. Gadel, open path to the hoop for a layup, and she will get two more. 64-40, McDonald with 10 seconds remaining. Lauren, Kylie Jensen, rather, across the timeline with 4 seconds. Lauren Gadel on her, and Kylie will dribble it out. Yep. And that's your final, McDonald. Perfection in the Western Clover Belt Conference for your conference champions, the McDonald Lady Macs. They are now 18-4 and 14-0 in the Western Clover Belt. Cadott falls to 18-5 and 11-3 in conference play. Your final score from Cadott, it's the McDonald Lady Macs 64, the Cadott Hornets 40. This has been McDonald Lady Macs basketball. We'll come back after this with our interview with head coach Don Cooper. Stats, highlights, analysis, a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar as we're on the doorstep of the playoffs. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports. The Max win once again.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Yep, it's
it's cold, and as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen. Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Hoping this McDonald Lady Macs team continues to make history again. Not only have they won the first Western Clover Belt Conference title in program history and only the second conference title in school history for the girls basketball program, but also something that has been done, as we heard in our pregame show from Coach Cooper, very, very rarely by any team in the Western Clover Belt, and that's a perfect conference record, 14-0, thanks to this 24-point victory over Cadott here, 64-40.
Yes, and they just seem to have the Cadott's number here, because they played them tough in the first game. Cadott was undefeated at the time, and they just handled it very well. And again tonight, they just wear them down. I mean, they're running that Arizona offense even against their zone defense, and the girls are just zigzagging through there, and the Cadott girls are just having a hard time keeping track of where the ball is, where the girls are. And again, credit to Coach Cooper and his staff and the girls on running a fantastic offense. He didn't switch it up a whole lot, and they just kept running that. Led to a lot of easy baskets underneath, and the shooting from the outside was very good. So these girls, again, at this stage, Caleb, you know, you look at the beginning of a season and now towards the end of the season getting ready for playoffs, these girls looked awful sharp tonight.
Absolutely, and as we look at our leading scores for both sides, I'm muttering to myself trying to see if I had everything tallied up correctly, and we'll talk with Coach Cooper in a few moments as well, too. But starting off with Cadott had five players score tonight is all. They were led by Lauren Cadle, who's just phenomenal, 25 points. She had 9 in the first half, so again, the majority of her points coming in the second half. Really strong performance for Lauren Cadle, 9 points for Ava Ennisfedt. But just 3 for Ellie Eiler, 2 for Emma Kowalczyk, and 1 for Laken Ryan. And again, Laken Ryan held without a 3-point make tonight. She hit 48 on the season. Kowalczyk hit 40 on the season. Neither one of them had a 3-point make tonight. Ellie Eiler hit 23 threes on the season, had none tonight. So as a team, just 3 3-point makes for Cadott. Normally, they get 7, and it just really, really impressed by the defense overall, but especially on the perimeter. We talked about that. It wasn't that Cadott didn't shoot threes, but the ones they were hoisting were high, high degree of difficulty shots.
Yes, I mean, like we made the comment even at halftime that how far out from the three-point range these girls were shooting. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, again, only making 3 of them, you know, I don't know how many they shot. They shot quite a few. And just weren't hitting them. So, again, credit to the McDonald defense that forced them to shoot. I mean, those are very, if there's a high percentage shot, that's it. When they're 6 feet beyond the arc launching threes, which is where they were, you know, credit the McDonald defense for that. So, we'll have Coach Cooper. Looks like he's going to be making his way up here shortly, Caleb.
So we'll give you the 9 scores for McDonald. Again, 9 different players score for the Lady Macs. Aubrey Dorn, 10 in each half, a match pair there, and she had 20 points tonight. Emily Cooper with 15 points, including a trio of trays, then 7 for Marley Hughes, 5 for Kylie Jensen, 4 apiece for Emily Thaler and Callie Goulet, 3 for Maddie Geisler, 3 for Katie Ruff, and 3 for Izzy Hartman. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Macs as they improve to 18-4 on the season. Back after this.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
We welcome you back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Perfection in Conference for your McDonald Lady Macs, the 2022-2023 Western Cloverbelt Conference champs with a perfect 14-0 conference record, 64-40. They defeat Cadott here tonight, here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, my goodness, defense led the way all throughout this season for your team, and wow, was it impressive tonight.
Yes, like I said, we always preach that. We preach the defense. We get after the basketball, and I thought our girls did a great job. And it was just great to see tonight and the way that every single person on our team contributed.
And again, coach, defense takes so many forms and facets tonight. A lot of perimeter defense. You had to clean up the glass. And again, you had to rebound well, because a lot of those deep and off-target threes were going to come off at odd angles. But this is a Cadott team that will never stop shooting threes. But it was very, very rare. Maybe you could count on one hand, maybe even a couple fingers, the number of truly open looks they got from three.
Well, like I said, the last time we played them, and they got a lot of open looks, and same with a lot of teams, we're just trying to do better at that, just getting them off their three-point mark and playing better defense. So I think right now we're playing really good at this point, and I look forward to the two new challenges, Phillips and Neillsville again. So again, it just will help us for the playoffs.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we mentioned in our pregame show, without a big contributor in Sophie Schmidgall tonight, not able to play, and hoping that she's back right as rain soon, because she does so much for you. But you got some big minutes, nine players scoring, and again, a lot of credit, Katie Ruff, but Emily Thaler is one who jumped out on us, or to us rather, that you put her in the first half. Again, a senior that does a lot for you in practice, but doesn't always see a ton of minutes. She made the most of her minutes in this game.
No, she certainly did, and again, we challenged the players with Sophie being out, who's going to step up. And Sophie has done a wonderful job for us all year. And she just improved every single game over the course of the season. And hopefully she'll heal up quickly and get back, because we need her.
And again, Coach, you just saw so many things tonight. Izzy Hartman was an absolute wizard in the paint. Not every pass she made, unfortunately, got finished. But she was really doing some great things. Aubrey Dorn led you in scoring. But what pops out to us from up here was not just all the points Aubrey scored, but effort, and she was an absolutely unstoppable force by the end of this game.
Oh, she just did terrific again, and it's just good that the whole team did really good. We gelled together tonight, and it was just good to see to end the conference game on a good note.
Coach, this was a lot of fun tonight. We've got you for Phillips. We've got you for that Cloverbelt crossover, and all the way through what is hopefully a very deep postseason run. So you're stuck with us the rest of the way.
Oh,
we're looking forward to it.
I love it. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Thank you, head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs. They win at 64-40. We're back in 3 minutes. Up here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation.
The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three.
Ooh. Again, yeah.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Let's take a listen here to our WOGO sports highlights, and we'll take a look ahead at the WOGO calendar, get Mark's final thoughts as well. McDonald wins at 64-40, 14-0, perfect in the Western Clover Belt Conference, 18-4 now on the season. Here's how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports. Gatel right wing. Gatel out to Eiler, back to Gatel. Gatel long cross-court skip, Lake and Ryan. Quick touch pass down low, blocked! Aubrey Dorn blocks it right to Izzy Hartman. Dorn sometimes makes it look that way. Izzy Hartman, right down the side of the lane, drops a no-look dive Aubrey Dorn for two!
They've done that in practice a few times. Goodness, it looked way gracious. Too easy.
Use it for Goulet. Goulet cutting across the foul line to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with a left-handed bounce at the left elbow. Out to Emily Cooper outside the arc. Cooper calling out the play, working off a screen from Dorn. Floats it back to Dorn. Dorn to the left elbow, attacking the hoop. Runner with the right hand. A beautiful touch from 6 feet out. Aubrey Dorn has 16 points.
They do a great job of being patient, wearing down the defense.
Remaining. 39-19 McDonald, their largest lead of the night, 20 points. Aubrey Dorn left of the circle. Shoots it over to Marley Hughes. Thought about a three. Gate will close out. Izzy Hartman, ball fake. Back out to Marley Hughes. Deep three. Right wing for Marley.
Nice. She can shoot him too.
Walchick. Up top, Ennis Vett. Her pass knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn has it in the open court. Down to the left block. Pull up from 10 feet. Back rim, no long rebound. Izzy Hartman takes that to Kylie Jensen. Jensen for three. Nets it. Left corner pocket. Kylie Jensen. Very quick to the hoop. 45-24. McDonald's lead trimmed down to 21. Some full court pressure here. Bounce pass to Goulet. Goulet to Katie. Run.
There we go.
Count it. And a foul. Hoop and harm for Katie.
Nice ball movement in the game.
Emily Cooper near the logo at midcourt, working a right-handed bounce. Under 9.5 to go in the game, 48-27 McDonald. Maddie Geisler, they left her wide open. Left corner, nice. Three, Mary! Inbounds to Katie Ruff, out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, big jab step, going hard at the glass and scores again. She has 18.
She is getting tough to stop. loose balls. She's just...
belies her size at 6 feet, but she just is so agile. Gives Dorn a screen. Callie Coulet, weak side off a pass from Marley Hughes. Uncontested, too.
Yeah, there was absolutely nobody there.
Moment. Flips it to Marley Hughes straight on. Marley Hughes drops to Kylie Jensen. Jensen to the right elbow. Tizzy Hartman. Hartman floats it over to Marley. Wide open for three. Left corner pocket. Rims in and out. Aubrey Dorn, offensive rebound, goes up strong. Left-handed layup is good. She has 20.
I have never seen her playing as good as she's playing right now.
Eiler crosses over. Kylie Jensen, just above 5 minutes to play. Izzy Hartman, right corner. Hartman crosses over on her defender to Kylie Jensen. Jensen, Emily Cooper, step back for three, straight on! Money, baby!
Unbelievable.
And that's how the second half sounded as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Quick look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Halvo on the road tomorrow afternoon. Chi-High girls against New Richmond. Looking forward to that one as the Chi-High girls trying to make one final statement before seeding on Sunday afternoon. We'll also have the McDonald boys on the 14th. That is a huge, huge game. That'll be on Max TV on Valentine's Day. The day before that, we have these McDonald Lady Macs at home against a state-ranked Phillips squad, a team that was only prevented from going to state last year by Neillsville. We'll see McDonald in a rematch with the Neillsville Clover Belt crossover on the 18th. But again, the game's on the 14th. That will be a Max TV-only game on the 14th, as Adam Schilling's team, for all intents and purposes, will be playing for the conference title against Fall Creek. Also on the 14th, though, that will be Chi-High hockey playoff opener at home against Ashland. Then on the 16th, CFM hockey, girls hockey playoff opener against Black River Falls. So a lot ahead. That's why this is such a great time of year.
It is. I mean, you got everything going on now. The seasons are all winding down. Playoffs are starting up, and this is the great time of year when it's really, really fun to be watching these girls. And again, they all get better as the year goes on. So these playoff games and end of season games are always going to be great games.
And I told you before this one, as we finish up here, Mark, I said, and maybe a little doubt in my voice too, I said I thought McDonald, it wasn't a game that I was at personally, but watched on the live stream, you were there personally, I thought McDonald played probably their best game of the season against Cadott the first time out, and it was, can they replicate this against Cadott on Cadott's home floor? And even though they didn't do it in the same way, I think you could say this still was one of the strongest games of the season for McDonald. They just really, really were impressive in so many different ways.
Yes, I think the ball movement they had on offense with that weaving in and out, it just confused the Cadott girls, and it led to a lot of nice looks at the basket and very, very few turnovers. So, credit the girls there again for just being patient, where they weren't in a big hurry. It was something that they can pick up on, in other teams. If they're going to zone up and box in one against Emily, which is what they were kind of doing, they just run them to death is what they do, and they did a very good job of it.
Well, again, thank you to our hosts here at Cadott. We will clear out so they can close the gym down. Thank you to Dawson Halverson for keeping things running smoothly back at the Wogo home base in Halley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Cadott High School. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 64, the Cadott Hornets 40. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.